Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
so blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. Do as much as we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. Right now, we are joined by Karen from Natural Alternative. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing all right. We've got some cold temperatures up here this morning. Woke up, it was like 24 degrees. It was a bit chilly.
Yes.
But it's going to actually warm up around here towards the end of the week. And I know we've already had a question in regards to it about winter fertilizing and really what we could be doing right now. And I know you guys have a great winter fertilizer, but let's talk about, you know, what we should do and then the fertilizer itself.
Sure. So now that a lot of us are getting those leaves coming down out of the tree, you want to make sure that you're getting those off your lawn so that you can get that winter fertilizer done. And it's very important to get those leaves off of the grass because they can smother the grass. So you want to make sure that you're getting them up. You can mulch them with the mulching mower. You can rake them and put them in a compost pile. Make sure you turn that to keep that those from, you know, getting too moldy. You want to make sure some air is getting in there. My parents used to put them in wooded areas around our house for the animals. And people that have chickens, you can put those leaves in chicken coops. So very important to get those leaves off the lawn right now before you fertilize because you want that fertilizer to get down into the soil where it belongs. And like you said, if you haven't already done so, now is the time you want to get that fertilizer down. And Natural Alternatives winter fertilizer is designed for lawns, and it's not designed to feed your lawn so that you're pushing top growth. It's designed to feed your lawn so that you're getting nutrients down into the plant where the plant's going to utilize them as carbohydrate reserves for the winter, for energy to get through that winter. If you think about it, you're looking in November timeframe to put your fertilizer down, and your lawn's going to go 3, 4, maybe 5 months, depending on where you live, without a food source. So you want to put the winter fertilizer down. It's very important. So that way in the spring, the lawns will start to perk up. They're going to perk up more quickly. They're going to have a good green color to them. And so this is also going to help to increase root density and shoot growth during the spring, which leads to an overall healthier plant. And as always with any fertilizer, you want to apply it when the ground is not frozen or there is no freestanding water on your lawn. And like I said, typically by the middle of November in most areas is when you want to get that down. So our winter fertilizer will cover 6,000 square feet, and it's also enriched with our fertilizer. So if you haven't already purchased your winter fertilizer, you can go to our website at www.natural-alternative.com and click on the lawn section to order yours today. Use your coupon code PPGC. You'll get 10% off, and we always offer free shipping. and we ship via UPS. So in most areas, if you order it today, it'll ship out Monday, and you'll have it in 2 to 3 days. So plenty of time to get it put down.
Definitely. We got a good weekend coming up. I was looking at the temperatures, and we might actually hit 60 on Friday. So get it ordered today so you can actually use it this weekend. Now, you know, we were also talking about we've probably done or come close to one of the last mowings of the season. And we got to do some things to make sure that, you know, the mower's taken care of, everything is done.
Sure, and yes, and like you said, most areas have already done their last mowing. Hopefully you did it, mowed your lawn low, like around 2 inches. If it does warm up, you can mow again, but just, again, keep that mower height set low. And the one thing we do, the reason we do that is because you don't want the grass to get too tall because it'll lay over on itself, and it does the same thing leaves does. It can smother itself. So it's very important to have a lower cut because it has less likelihood of injury. Some of the things that you can do once you're done mowing and you're getting that mower put away for winter, it's a good time to check out underneath that mower deck. A lot of times you'll see grass get accumulated up under there. And if you had any sort of disease activity in your lawn this year, you want to get that cleaned out so you're not inviting that into the lawn come spring when it's time to start mowing again. So get that cleaned out. If you have a gas mower, you might want to put a fuel stabilizer in it, or if you don't have much gas in it, let it run until the gas runs out. And we always recommend keeping those mower blades sharp. So if you, when you're cleaning your mower, get those blades off and get those sharpened. So that way, if we get an early spring, those mower blades are going to be ready, so you'll be ready to get that mower going. And as always, you know, check your belts for worn areas and look at some of the filters to see if they need to be cleaned or replaced. And we talk about some of the things that you can do during this time of the year. And when temperatures get below 35 degrees, you want to minimize the traffic that's on your lawn. I know people like to go out and play, but you got to remember that, you know, your grass can break. It freezes and breaks, and that can cause brown spots in the early spring as your lawn starts to warm up. And the other thing I always like to mention this time of the year, whether or not we get snow, just make sure your snow blowers are ready. You want to have extra parts in case something breaks and you can't get out to get to the store. So make sure it's running properly, all the parts are working, and you have extra gas and oil on hand.
Definitely. Get it ready now while you have some time before a storm hits. Now, I want to touch base a little bit on protolizer, right? We've had some plants that we've probably brought into the house recently that, you know, had that major change, and we want to make sure they're successful, and protolizer is a great way to help with that process, correct?
Oh, absolutely. So when plants are brought inside or they experience a change in the environment, they can show signs of stress. So using protolizer can ensure that your plants stay healthy. Fertilizer actually drastically reduces shock and allows for a more seamless transition and continued growth. So if your plants show any signs of stress, fertilizer can help them respond and prepare for these changes in environments. And many of us, we're running either our, you know, our heaters, our wood stoves to stay warm. And the air from these heating systems, it gets drying. That's why many of us run humidifiers. So the way that the dry air affects us, you know, it affects our sinuses, our skin has a tendency to dry out. The same thing can happen to your plant. So it's very important to keep your plant healthy during this time. So the microbes in fertilizer, plant and seed activator, will work with your plant food. They'll create that robust defense system to fight off the stress and harmful bacteria that can prevent proper development. So it's very important to use fertilizer during this time. They will actually shield and protect the root system from damaging organisms. So like we've talked before, these microbes are going to form like colonies around the root system, and that's going to help to reduce shock as well as bring in the nutrients into the plant. So once the fertilizer is applied to the plant, within 24 hours, the roots are absorbing nutrients in a healthier soil environment. The fertilizer is rich in humic acid, kelp, and it has billions of beneficial microbes. It's 100% organic, and it's OMRI-listed, meaning you can use this product on anything that has root system, including herbs, vegetables, fruit trees, and you can use it all year long. It's simple to use, and you can just add one tablespoon to a gallon of water. You want to mix it well and water your plants with your solution as you normally would. But remember, don't ever water your plants. So a lot of times we're getting ready to go into that holiday season where we're taking plants as a gift or, you know, get-togethers. And think about giving one of our 6-ounce containers a fertilizer to add that extra special touch to ensure the health of their gift. So you can find our fertilizer under our grow section on our website at natural-alternative.com.
Perfect. And tons of great information on there as well on that website. So look at that as well. When we get back, want to touch base on some ice melt. It's never too early to have it. We're not far from maybe seeing some of that snow fly, so let's have it ahead of time. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the colony, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're joined now by Karen from Natural Alternative. And we're going to start talking a bit about ice melt. Let's get as much information as ice melt as we can in the next few minutes here, Karen. So why don't you start off just, why we should be using the Natural Alternative ice melt products.
Sure. So it's very important to use a good ice melt. And Natural Alternative has a very good ice melt. Actually, we have two different types of ice melters. And mainly because we want to protect, the concrete that we're putting it on, our pets that are walking over it. We want to make sure that you're not getting something that can burn or, the trees and shrubs and the grass around the areas that you're applying it. But most importantly, you want to use a good ice melter to help keep you safe during the winter time. The CDC states that over 1 million Americans are injured annually as a result of falling on the snow and ice. And that's a very serious concern to us. And we want to help to reduce your chances of falling, because the average cost, I did look this up, it's $62,000, with $36,000 of that being in direct cost. So you're looking at, medical bills and, lost wages, time, and gas to get to the doctor's office. So we want to keep you safe, and we want to make sure that you're using a good ice melter down on your driveways and walkways. So Natural Alternative offers two different types of ice melt for you. Our traditional Natural Alternative ice melt is the green ice melter. This is one that we've had for over 30-some years, and it works very well and helps to melt snow down to temperatures of minus 16 degrees. Now, you'll use less of this than you would of rock salt. So basically, you're using one bag of our ice melt to three bags of rock salt. So you're not moving or putting down as much as you would. And you, like I said, you don't need a lot. You get a good bit of coverage with just a little bit of our ice melt. Always important to use it before a storm hits to make that removal easier. This can be used on all of your hard surfaces, such as asphalt, pavers, concrete that's been cured for a year. Now, we also offer CMA for those areas where your concrete hasn't been cured for a year. And CMA is different than a traditional ice melt. It does not create a brine. It will actually dehydrate your snow and turning your snow into like an oatmeal-like texture to help it make the removal easier. CMA works to temperatures of 15 degrees. The CMA comes in a 30-pound bag and a 6-pound shaker jug. Now, these shaker jugs, we always talk, are good to fill it up and use that as a way to apply the fertilizer. Wrong thing. Supply the ice melt. And then our natural alternative ice melter comes in 40-pound bags, 20-pound bags. The 20-pound bags have a convenient carrying handle with them, and we also have it in the shaker jugs. Now, just to be aware, you can use your coupon code PPGC on any of these other than the bundles. The bundles are discounted with a little more deeper discount than you would get with using the coupon code. So if you order today, we can have it to you by the end of the week. These make a great item that you can send to your parents or your kids. You know, if they don't get out or you want to make sure that they have a good ice melter, I would send it to my neighbors because my neighbors, my mother's neighbors, they would go over and clean off her driveway and walkway. So I would send it to them as a thank you for taking care of her. And you can find these on our website at natural-alternative.com. You can also call us at 888-546-5941 to order. We'll help you figure out what's the best product for you, how much you're going to need, and we'll get that shipped off right to you.
Perfect. Now, you guys are doing a giveaway that I'd love to hear about.
Sure. So we always talk about wanting people to be safe in the winter. And, you know, one of the things we talk a lot about are things that you should keep in your car during the winter. So if you're traveling and you happen to get stuck. So we're giving a winter giveaway. And what you have to do to become eligible is you have to buy any of our ice melters. It doesn't matter if it's a shaker jug or of our natural alternative ice melt or CMA. It doesn't matter what size package you get. As long as you order, everybody's going to be entered into this drawing. On December 15th, we're giving away a trunk organizer, a shaker jug of our natural alternative ice melt, ice scrapers, a hat, gloves, scarf, and a blanket.
Awesome. Well, I think that's a great idea, and I look forward to see who wins. Now, Karen, we appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, Patrick. Take care.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA News Update. New this Sunday, a critical situation unfolding as Israel's war on Hamas continues. While Israeli soldiers have been killed in battle, word now the Al-Quds Hospital in Gaza is reportedly out of service. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, say terrorists have been operating in tunnels underneath these medical facilities. The war starting as a result of the terrorist attack back on October 7th, where Hamas slaughtered 1,200 Jews at a music festival and at various kibbutzes, setting homes on fire. Approximately 240 people, mostly Israelis, kidnapped. The president of France, Emmanuel Macron, calling for a ceasefire.
I think this is the only solution we have.
Shame, shame, USA!
pro-Palestinian rallies being held around the world this weekend, with one held outside the home of President Biden in Delaware. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
David's in San Francisco.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I was interested in erosion control, and as you're seeing constantly with the weather, we're seeing these gully washers, you know, 20 inches in a day. I think there was one 5 inches of rain in a half an hour down in Tennessee. These massive rainstorms have got to be just tearing up the topsoil. So I'm wondering, you know, Congress is supposed to be putting together a budget, and they're supposed to be able to put together a FEMA budget, or as Department of Interior or Department of Agriculture have erosion control programs. Do you think it's time to start lobbying for erosion control?
Well, I definitely think so. I think some of it also is, maybe bringing back more nutrients to the soil after some of this, right? So I think that's part of the erosion control anyways. But, you know, as you mentioned, with these heavy rains, it's really affecting a lot of this topsoil, the top layers. And it's what it's also doing is removing a lot of the nutrients in those top layers, right? It's pushing it down. But I definitely agree. I think it is time because, you know, the weather patterns have been so all over the place that we need to start planning ahead, because if we just keep letting it go, our soil is not going to be there. The soil is not going to be very healthy, and not a lot's going to be able to grow. So I think that's why we need to, you know, do something. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. You know, I saw my daughter turned me on to a video. I trying to think if it was on Netflix, but it was about the Los Plateau. And apparently in China, 1,000 years ago or more, all of the palaces were up on the Los Plateau. But they overgrazed it, cut down all of the trees, so abused it that it, up to 20 years ago, it was just, whether it was like scrub like Utah or, you know, pretty awful land. And efforts about 15 years ago, though, to restore the Los Plateau, just doing normal erosion control, bringing in topsoil, doing any number of different plantings, reintroducing the native plants that had been out there. And so there are videos now, and Los is L-O-E-S-S, Plateau, and it apparently it's up near where the Mongols, near where the Mongols were. I think it's near one of the old deserts up there, actually. And that actually raises an issue of whether or not that desert was a desert 1,000 years ago as well. But I think this stuff can be restored. And there are also some videos on YouTube showing how fast the Sahara went. It went from green, you know, it was green from Egypt all the way over to Morocco. And in apparently about 100 years, it became a desert. So, you know, if you start looking at America, the Dust Bowl days were only 90 years ago. And we're starting to have these gully washers. We could be, you know, washing off what's left after 90 years. And I'm wondering if we can do some Los Plateau restoration before it gets that bad.
No, I definitely, I think we can. And I think, you know, one of the key things you said, and part of this was, you know, replanting the native plants and that type of thing. And I think that's one of the things that I try to push a bit and I've talked about. You know, it's about the native plants, but it's also taking care of the native, you know, insects and pollinators, right? Those are the other things that we can do to get ahead of this, where we have these storms that are just dumping, you know, inches of water at the same, all at once, and washing out some of the areas. We not only need to fix that, but we need to make sure that the pollinators that are there are taken care of, so that when we do bring in some of these, you know, the native topsoil, the native plants, that they can thrive. So it's a big circle, and it is interesting to look in the past of how, you know, things happen. You know, with those deserts, maybe they weren't just completely deserts. It was just certain things that happened.
Well, that's what they, you know, when you look at the one about the Sahara, apparently, you know, just like we have a Great Lake, the five Great Lakes, they had one big one. It sort of ran north to south, but it was about dead center. And apparently it was quite deep, too. And they had a river, though, that went, I guess it was south of that lake, but it went almost completely over to Egypt from maybe the Western Sahara or something. And I'm not sure if they used that, if they abused that river, but in some way the Sahara went quickly. Oh, one other thing, you were talking about those pollinators. You know, I wonder if you could do a future show, invite maybe a panel of insectologists. You know, if you've got an area of the country that's getting invasive species, what it would take to reintroduce what used to be there. You know, like the native plant people are pretty eager to help right now. I wonder if there are insectologists that are kind of eager to help get reestablished sections of the country.
Well, I definitely think there are people out there for it because, you know, in New England, there has been a big push. And so MDAR, which is the Mass Department of Agriculture and Resources, has really been working on that for the past few years, pushing for, you know, native pollinators, for native species. You know, the thing that I think is interesting is, you know, over the years, just more and more information comes out about the benefits of all of this and what we can do. I think, you know, it's not just about saying, all right, I'm going to plant some plants. It's about what you can do in every season. And that's one of the things we need to focus a little bit more on.
Sure. You know, getting the kids involved, too, you know, maybe doing some, introduce it into the school districts, you know, whether it's vegetable gardens or agriculture. Or I was brought up in the suburbs of St. Louis, but I was more than interested in agriculture, and Ralston Purina tried to snag me out of my high school. So, yeah, the possibility of, now we don't want major corporations being the, you know, the sponsors of it necessarily, but still in all, the idea that agriculture could have, you know, whether it be the Department of Agriculture of the state or, you know, the counties have more ability to do training. But these kids are going to have to face it one day or another, so might as well get them eager to do it instead of terrified.
Definitely agree with that. And there's a number of actual schools in the area, in my area, that do have that agricultural aspect to it that I think is helping get that next generation ready. You know, it takes a little bit to get them, you know, wanting to see it. But I think it's definitely a need for it. And you're definitely... what you're talking about is so true. We need to look at these things instead of just, you know, some of the smaller issues. This is going to become one of the biggest issues if we don't do anything about it.
Yeah. Well, just trying to be a steward of the earth.
I love it. I love hearing that, David. Thank you so much. It's great to talk to you as always.
Appreciate it.
All right, David. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And you know, David's right. We got to be thinking about some of these things. And you know, you've heard me talk a lot about pollinator plants and pollinators and saving these pollinators and taking care of them, right? We can do a lot of these with simple things. And that's just by planting some native plants, right? It's just by taking care of the pollinators. Things that we just aren't even thinking about. Things that are nice and easy and don't take a lot of effort. Now, if you're interested in finding out some more information about this, there is a website in Massachusetts called GrowNativeMass.org. When I say Massachusetts, I mean it's worldwide, but it's based out of Massachusetts. And it's got tons of information on it. I mean, the resources alone are incredible. But there is, you could sit on this website for a few hours and just get information. Highly recommend going to their website. Again, it's GrowNativeMass.org. And you'll definitely be there for a while, right? It's worth spending some time just going through the different things. And you know, I've looked at a number of the resources myself, and you know, it talks about what are native plants, what are invasive plants. It's so much to spend some time on that I think if you're interested in doing something, start here. Start by getting your knowledge of this, right? Start by understanding what's going on and looking, you know, maybe at invasive plants or how to help regulate these things. Because it's happening in states. You know, Massachusetts is on the leading edge of a lot of this, taking a look at plants that maybe shouldn't be there, So definitely worth looking at this website to, just kind of know a little bit more about what's going on out in the in Mother Nature and what you can do. So just something to think about. Again, the website is grownativemass.com. Excuse me, .org. So we're going to take a break here in a minute. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to take a break. We get back more information about what we can be doing this time of year. So stay tuned for that. Again, number 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Which Spinosad? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. A little over an hour left in the show. Plenty of time. Plenty of time if you have some questions, right? Definitely... call in and we'll do everything we can to help you out. I meant to say it, I always say it afterwards, but I wanted to thank Karen from Natural Alternative again for joining us with some great information. Always helpful, right? Got to think ahead, got to look at it. You know, one thing I want you to take a look at on their website, I think it's really cool because I'm on their website, every Sunday, obviously, but often they have a holiday gift guide with some ideas of what you can do to send to others. It's just pretty cool. It's something I hadn't done before, and I think is worth taking a look at. Next few weeks, we'll discuss, you know, holiday gifts, things we could be getting our loved ones or family members, etc. And this is definitely a good spot to start, right? So definitely take a look at their website at natural-alternative.com. And tons of information. Look for the gift guide, but also look at their Know and Grow library. Good information everywhere, just up and down the website here. Now our phone number again is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And Sun's up, still cold. It's warmed up a little bit. Still below freezing, though. It is a cold one out there. But you can get out there, do some cleanup. Just, you know, watch the amount of walking you do over everything as time goes on this season. You know, the ground isn't completely frozen, so we're not going to break some of the chutes. But, you know, Karen brought up a great point while we were talking earlier, is when the ground does freeze and does completely freeze, less walking on the lawn, the better. Because you can just break the chutes. You can break the grass. Because if it's frozen, it's just like everything else. Easy break. And it's not something we kind of think of, right? There's a good amount of snow cover. You don't have to worry about it as much. But still, we just want to keep it in mind this season, right? We want to keep in mind that the lawn is still there underneath the snow. So I just think it was an important piece of information. It's something we need to think about. Normally, because we can do more damage after all the good we've done just by walking on that frozen ground. So just keep it in mind. If you have time, get out there, do some of that final cleanup. I know in my area a lot of leaves have fallen. There's still some. The maple leaves tend to hold on as long as possible. But you can get, you know, finish up some of that cleanup. Get the leaves in an area where you want to keep them. Get some of those little projects done. Okay? It's, there's still time. And again, next weekend, not next weekend, the end of this upcoming week is going to be beautiful. So you might want to, you know, save some for that time frame. I mean, during one of the breaks, I was looking at one of some of the memories I have for photos, right? And it brought up a photo of last year on this exact day. My daughter Ella and I were outside cleaning up a area that the tree stump had been grinded down. And she was in short sleeves and so was I. And we were just going to town out there. What a difference a year makes, right? Anyways, phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. Be back in a few.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.